2. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Chinese people use paper cuttings to decorate their houses. Chinese people use paper cuttings to decorate their houses.
2. Boys and girls like to make a snowman on a snowy day. Boys and girls like to make a snowman on a snowy day.
3. My sister is good at singing, and she can sing some English songs. My sister is good at singing, and she can sing some English songs.
4. Last week, I visited Shanghai Museum with my classmates. Last week, I visited Shanghai Museum with my classmates.
5. People in China like to watch lion dances at Spring Festival. People in China like to watch lion dances at Spring Festival.
6. It's a fine day today, and the sun is shining brightly. It's a fine day today, and the sun is shining brightly.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. I heard you have been to Europe. How was your journey?
Wonderful. We flew to France and stayed there for a week. Then we took a train to London. There, we spent several days.
Question. How did the woman go to London? I heard you have been to Europe. How was your journey?
Wonderful. We flew to France and stayed there for a week. Then we took a train to London. There, we spent several days.
Question. How did the woman go to London? Eight. Good morning, madam. Welcome to take my taxi. Where are you going?
To Grand Hotel. Is it far?
Yes, a little bit. It's about 40 minutes ride.
Question. Who are the two speakers?
Good morning, madam. Welcome to take my taxi. Where are you going?
To Grand Hotel. Is it far?
Yes, a little bit. It's about 40 minutes ride.
Question. Who are the two speakers? Nine. Oh, how happy you look today. Is there any good news?
Yes, my parents have bought me a new iPad for my 15th birthday.
Wonderful. But don't spend too much time playing games, will you?
Okay.
Question. Why does the boy look happy today? Oh, how happy you look today. Is there any good news?
Yes, my parents have bought me a new iPad for my 15th birthday.
Wonderful. But don't spend too much time playing games, will you?
Okay.
Question. Why does the boy look happy today?
Ten. What's the date today, Helen?
It's May the 3rd.
You had your birthday party yesterday, didn't you?
No, I had it the day before yesterday.
Question. When is Helen's birthday? What's the date today, Helen?
It's May the 3rd.
You had your birthday party yesterday, didn't you?
No, I had it the day before yesterday.
Question. When is Helen's birthday? 11. What a lovely dress. Where did you get it?
I bought it in the department store the other day.
It must be very expensive, I guess.
Well, it was 180 yuan, but it's 50 yuan cheaper now.
Question. How much is the dress now? What a lovely dress. Where did you get it?
I bought it in the department store the other day.
It must be very expensive, I guess.
Well, it was 180 yuan, but it's 50 yuan cheaper now.
Question. How much is the dress now?
Excuse me, have you got any books on science fiction?
Yes, they are on the shelf over there.
How long can I keep them?
For 2 weeks.
Question, where does this dialogue probably take place? Excuse me, have you got any books on science fiction?
Yes, they are on the shelf over there.
How long can I keep them?
For 2 weeks.
Question, where does this dialogue probably take place?
Hi, Sally. Welcome back. How was your trip?
Great. It was really nice to get away from the city for a while.
What did you think of London?
I liked it better than I thought. It's very clean and it has got lots of trees. The problem is the bus service.
Question. What does the woman mean? Hi, Sally. Welcome back. How was your trip?
Great. It was really nice to get away from the city for a while.
What did you think of London?
I liked it better than I thought. It's very clean and it has got lots of trees. The problem is the bus service.
Question. What does the woman mean? Yesterday was a most unlucky day for me.
What happened, John?
I bought a film ticket, but when I got to the cinema, I couldn't find it.
Then you bought another one?
Yes. When I got in, the film had already been on. And what's more, it was not interesting at all.
Question. Which is not true according to the dialogue?
Yesterday was a most unlucky day for me.
What happened, John?
I bought a film ticket, but when I got to the cinema, I couldn't find it.
Then you bought another one?
Yes. When I got in, the film had already been on. And what's more, it was not interesting at all.
Question. Which is not true according to the dialogue?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Peter lives in Canada. He likes to ski all the time. But last winter, there was very little snow. One night, the wind blew over the mountains where Peter lived. Snow fell in the morning. Everything was white. There was snow on the trees, houses, and the fields. Peter looked out of the window. His mother told Peter and his sister Bonnie to ski to school by themselves and then take the school bus home. Both of them thought it was a good idea. So they ate breakfast quickly and put on their boots. Then they went to school. The air was cold, but the sun was warm. The children put on their skis. They waved goodbye to their mother and skied down the hill. Bonnie could steal as well as Peter. They skied under the bridge and over the fields. At last, they were at school. There were no children there. The teacher told them that there was no school that day. The snow was too heavy for the school bus. There was too much snow. Peter smiled. Oh, not for me. Now I can ski all day. He jumped and shouted. Peter lives in Canada. He likes to ski all the time. But last winter, there was very little snow. One night, the wind blew over the mountains where Peter lived. Snow fell in the morning. Everything was white. There was snow on the trees, houses, and the fields. Peter looked out of the window. His mother told Peter and his sister Bonnie to ski to school by themselves and then take the school bus home. Both of them thought it was a good idea. So they ate breakfast quickly and put on their boots. Then they went to school. The air was cold, but the sun was warm. The children put on their skis. They waved goodbye to their mother and skied down the hill. Bonnie could steal as well as Peter. They skied under the bridge and over the fields. At last, they were at school. There were no children there. The teacher told them that there was no school that day. The snow was too heavy for the school bus. There was too much snow. Peter smiled. Oh, not for me. Now I can ski all day. He jumped and shouted.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
As every parent knows, if you have children, you worry about them all the time. However, it seems that these days, we're worrying about our kids a lot more than we used to. Are we trying to protect our children too much? And will this cause problems in later life?Kids in Britain used to walk to school every day in the past, but now parents don't let their children go out on their own in case something bad happens to them. If children stay indoors all the time, they will become weak. This means they will have health problems in later life. The danger of letting your kids go out by themselves is smaller than you might think. The media makes parents worry about children's safety.But children are safer now than they have ever been. If parents want their kids to grow up healthy, they shouldn't protect them so much. Children need to make decisions themselves. Over 27% of British children are now overweight, partly because they spend too much of their free time playing computer games and watching TV. But if kids never go outside, they can't learn to look after themselves in the real world.As every parent knows, if you have children, you worry about them all the time. However, it seems that these days, we're worrying about our kids a lot more than we used to. Are we trying to protect our children too much? And will this cause problems in later life? Kids in Britain used to walk to school every day in the past, but now parents don't let their children go out on their own in case something bad happens to them.If children stay indoors all the time, they will become weak. This means they will have health problems in later life. The danger of letting your kids go out by themselves is smaller than you might think. The media makes parents worry about children's safety. But children are safer now than they have ever been. If parents want their kids to grow up healthy, they shouldn't protect them so much. Children need to make decisions themselves.Over 27% of British children are now overweight, partly because they spend too much of their free time playing computer games and watching TV. But if kids never go outside, they can't learn to look after themselves in the real world.